Well, the years start coming, and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules, and I hit the ground. Running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb.
Hello, and welcome to...
Was that good?
Yeah, that was good.
Okay. It was fine.
Yeah, hello, and welcome to Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast, where I am Sick Garrett, cousin of Shin Garrett.
I'm Sporky, and I don't rhyme the word coming with the word coming.
That's super sexual.
I know.
I am Davide, and I hear that most people in Hollywood actually rhyme the word coming with the word coming, and even if you ask them not to. That was a convoluted joke. I don't think it was any good. Anyhow, hello.
I didn't get it.
Watch a thing. Yeah, because everyone in Hollywood masturbate in front of people now. That's the new trend that's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, is that okay, that's the current news thing. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's depressing.
I made a current reference.
Also not surprising, but depressing.
So, we watched, I don't know what we watched, I completely zoned out or anything, I think they were underwater, it was the submarine episode, like every TV series has to have a submarine episode, and this was the submarine episode of this thing.
There's always a lighthouse, there's always a submarine.
Exactly.
Today we watched episode number 42, Chimoku no Ketai Hoeman, Silent Weimon on the Bottom of the Sea, or Under Pressure.
Bum 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 bum.
I think that one was Vanilla Ice, not Under Pressure, but okay.
It's the same, minus like an 8th and 16th note.
Yeah. Yeah.
Under Pressure.
Anyway, this episode, while not amazing, especially in the dub, has some pretty good jokes.
Oh, you know, I'm actually when it was going on, so I don't know what the jokes were.
Like, I think it's like above Ogremon in the Box if I had to rate it.
The American version, yes. The Japanese version, no.
No, both I give my seal of approval.
Your seal of approval?
Yes. Like the water animal. The seal. Because it was a water episode.
Wait, are you talking about the animal or the Pokemon? Is it a seal or is it a seal?
No, the Seal-mon, the Digimon.
Wait, did you mean a Sele, like from Ava?
Damn it. We've gone too far. Abort, abort.
Okay, we can walk this back. It's alright. So they're all running from... in the dub, they get found by Weimon. In the Japanese version, they are already found by Weimon last time.
Right.
Either way, then they go to the bottom of the ocean and they run away, because last time they made some real stupid decisions.
They go under the sea... Under the sea? No, I don't know how the song goes. But...
Downward Twitter.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. I don't, like, I know in Italian, and I'm not gonna sing
in
Japanese, it in
Italian,
but,
like... Than in English. Yeah. So, we said some things at the same time, and I have no idea what you said, but that's okay.
I don't think you did, so that's fine.
Okay.
I think there was Phantom Overtalk.
Yep.
Phantom Overtalk Mound.
So Metal Seedramon's chasing them and they're running away. Weimon is having the kids live inside him, but it's not real clear where that is because on multiplication.
I theorize that it's
mouth.
In the butt because he clearly opens its mouth. So it's not the mouth, so it's clearly the butt.
I think it's in his second stomach. Not to be confused with the first stomach.
Right, that could be.
Is that from Kingdom Hearts?
Maybe.
The Japanese version of Under the Sea? That is a way that I know it, but I have also had to watch it in class.
Please sing it for us?
The best part is that in the chorus, they rhyme Under the Sea and Subarashi, which means, like, wonderful. And okay. It's pretty great, and Garrett should get that in.
Yeah, and you should... No, you should sing it for us.
I really think I'm not going to do that.
I think you should sing it for us, and then I will cut that in post.
We have a 2-on-1 vote here, Sparky.
Perhaps after the episode, when I have had significantly more to drink, I will sing that and you can cut it in.
Okay, can I add something I found on the Digimon Wikipedia page for this episode?
You may.
Okay, so except for the first Digimon movie, this is the only time Kairi is seen using her whistle.
That's true, yeah, and she doesn't do it very well, but we'll get to that in a moment.
And this is in parentheses, Gatomon also uses it in the final episode.
Does she use her camera in the O2?
I don't think she ever takes a picture in O2, except maybe in the first episode.
Oh wait, hang on. While we're here, we gotta camp out and talk about pants.
Yeah, go for it.
So
is that a new Dragon Ball character?
Maybe.
I've been watching a lot of Dragon Ball lately. There is now a character named Bra.
Bra
was in GT.
Is that Lady Saiyan who becomes Super?
No, that is Vegeta's
daughter.
Daughter.
Oh, yeah. Vegeta has a daughter now?
Yeah, she had a daughter in GT. I mean, GT is crap, but it happened.
GT isn't canon anymore, but
it's still a thing that happened.
Wait, yeah. Who are Pan's parents?
Pan's parents were Gohan and Videl.
Okay. Yeah, who's Vegeta's daughter? I don't know this.
She's Bra.
God damn it.
I don't know anything else about her, because at this point, I've never seen GT, and she's 3 days old.
Okay. And her name is Bra.
Yep. Okay. It fits the naming scheme.
Alright. Good job, Bulma, for allowing that.
Yep.
You had, a job as a mother.
I think it was actually her idea.
God damn it, Bulma. Anyway, pants.
Why are we just a Dragon Ball podcast?
Because
lately?
You've been watching it now, and this podcast is whatever we've been watching recently.
That's true.
Because Digimon sucks. Yes, apparently we hate Digimon. We've been told that we hate Digimon, so...
the Digidestined of the Traveling Pant Legs.
Yes. So my new totally canon theory is that in between 01 and 02, Kairi cuts her pants and then wears them as the arm sleeves you see her in 02.
That's really good.
Are you intentionally calling her Kairi, or is that happening by accident?
I'm sick. Don't question it.
Okay.
Like, you can hear me.
You started saying Hikari and then you corrected yourself.
So I corrected myself incorrectly is what you're saying.
Yes, and it was amazing.
I'm sick, forgive me.
I mean, we established that it's the same character, come on, guys.
That's true. So Dumb Metal Seedramon is real dumb, but I love
it. So the actual one through shipping is Sora with Hikari?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay. Who's Riku must be mapped in this scenario.
Which one? You got the Sora from Kingdom Hearts.
No, like the
you got the
again,
Sora
the
from
same,
Dot
the,
Hack.
The,
you got the Sora from Digimon.
Again, the same character, we established that. So
Yeah, so. When Sora was hanging out in the Dot Hack series, she got to be kind of a bitch, and I don't like her.
But then she comes back to Digimon.
Isn't Sora a guy in Dot Hack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why I asked that specifically for that, because Sora is also a guy in Kingdom Hearts, but...
Right.
Yeah, it goes back and
but
forth.
But I'll say it was a bad character.
This established that Sora is, the first gender-fluid character in our shared universe.
Sure.
It's cool.
Haseo is a little bitch, though.
Yeah, Haseo's terrible.
Like, he's mid-2000s edgelord before that was a thing.
Yeah.
And this has been Going Sign, our Dot Hack podcast.
I don't know anything that you said. I played
Pod
like
Hack
the last time that
oh, yeah,
I played
Pod Hack Sign, that was the name.
The last time that I played a hack game was like I was like 14, maybe. Well, I replayed a bit of them a couple of years ago, but they weren't fun, so I stopped.
That's fair. They just released the GT, or GU, rather.
Yeah. They did, not the Dragon
recently.
Ball.
Are we doing the hack podcast eventually? Do I have to play games?
I mean, you don't. That'd be fine. You don't have to. You don't have to come if you don't want.
Yep.
I mean, you don't let me come when I want, so I'm gonna come when I don't want.
Can we please stop talking about coming, please?
Especially when it's non-consensual.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. I don't know what that sentence means. Sorry, can we go back to that? Can someone explain what this lyric means?
It means that time doesn't stop. I'm more curious about the words fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
We'll see.
Fed to the rule is something about, like, establishment, because, you know, you're born and you're fed to the rules that constrain you, but I don't know why you hit the ground running after that. Do you like being fed to the rule? Is that what gets you on? That's why you run? Or are you trying to run away from the rules? But if you're fed into rule in the play space, that doesn't really work thematically. It didn't make sense, actually, for fun makes it sound like it's the latter, but again, I don't think it entirely fits.
I think this song is just a collection of words.
So, I would like to point out that we've deeply analyzed All-Star more than we have than about Digimon.
Yeah, but fuck Digimon.
That's fair, yeah. We haven't really gotten to any of my favorite parts of Digimon that are worth analyzing yet, because most of those happen in later seasons. And, like, the last episode of this season. Last episode of this season is good. Also, next episode.
You keep telling me next episode is better than Flower Power, and I don't believe you.
Well, we're going to watch it in like 20 minutes, and you'll find out.
I mean, I don't know if that's when I'm going to watch it.
Oh, well, I guess that would be fine too, but we're going to record the thing tomorrow, so...
Yeah, that's fine. Let's just leave this in here so the people know.
Uh-huh.
So they won't be surprised when I'm sick again tomorrow.
Yep.
And, I mean, I do like how you keep reminding me that the one episode I would be on is the best episode ever in the series. Thank you.
Yeah, that sucks, and I'm sorry.
You were invited.
You should still watch it.
Yeah, I was invited, and then you scheduled exactly like the time where I wasn't available.
Well, not intentionally.
Hmm.
I tell you what, we'll record the episode, and then you'll listen to it before it comes out, and just, like, dub in some dialogue. Oh,
can I do, like, a commentary track on it, where I just, like, shit on all of you?
If you want.
That'd be pretty funny, yeah.
If that makes you feel better.
Tomine's special episode in which he analyzes our episode.
Or we could just record it again with Davide and have two versions of that episode.
I guess that'd be fine, too.
Going digital red and going digital blue.
Anode Kappa.
No, Going Digital Dusk and Going Digital Dawn.
Those are really bad games, though, Garrett.
But they're Digimon games.
Yeah, but they're really bad. Like, they're really, really boring games.
I mean, that's just your opinion, man.
No, that's objective fact. They're terrible.
Yeah, they're not
good. You know, it's fine, because Digimon World 1 is the Dark Souls of Digimon. Which is the most bad article ever.
I mean, Digimon World 1 is an alright game. Never finished it. That's right.
It has its problems. It is mechanically way overcomplicated.
I don't think it's the Dark Souls of Digimon.
I
mean, it looks like Dark Souls.
Of the Digimon games, either Digimon World 1 or Cyber Sleuth are probably the Dark Souls.
I'm sure, like, one of the WonderSwan games is secretly Dark Souls.
That's true. We might find out soon, because someone has told us recently that all of the, or at least the first three games are translated, and that'd be cool.
That would be
I want to play those, because I don't have a gaming podcast anymore. So now I will transform this into a Digimon Games podcast.
Going textual?
That's really close to going sexual, and I don't want to do that.
Well, too late.
Going sexual is only when we have Rachel on.
In this podcast. Oh, well, then Rachel might have to play some video games with us.
We've talked about coming for like 2 hours, Garrett. I don't think that applies.
You brought it up.
I mean, I didn't, like, I wasn't... I tore it up because they rhymed coming with coming without realizing that.
That's still, oh, there are so many bad things about that song. And here, this episode, I thought we were going to make a bunch of Under Pressure jokes, but no.
No, it's a Smash Mouth. It's Smash Mouth all the way down.
There's still time.
That's true. I don't know. I
don't think there's many jokes to be had with Under Pressure. Like, it's a good song. It has Bowie in it. It's like the one good song from that record, because that record is probably one of the worst Queen records.
That's fair.
Look, all right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs hold.
Why?
I'm going to stop now. This is...
Invention? Well, why does it...
Those were the lyrics to Ice Ice Baby that I googled.
Yeah, I know, okay. But like, that doesn't...
I kind of forgot there were other words than just Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah, you did like a metal cover of it.
I think that has to be cut in.
Just like the angry metal cover of Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah.
Why does that exist?
Because Vanilla Ice stopped being a rapper and now does metal covers of his song? I don't know.
Look, if there's a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Also, I guess, is P. Diddy Love now?
I don't know.
I think that's the new one.
What?
He went from Puff Daddy to P. Diddy. Now he is just the word love.
Okay.
Does he have the crest of love?
Apparently.
Okay.
God, Sora is P. Diddy.
Okay. Remember that time Snoop Dogg was Snoop Lion?
Isn't it still Snoop Lion? Like, he did a reggae album.
I think
he just
recently changed it back.
Oh, yeah. Remember the time Garrett was Shin Garrett? And now he's Thick Garrett?
Yes.
Yep. No, this is Shin Garrett's cousin.
Yes, I'm completely different.
Okay.
Speaking of which, Sick Garrett, remind me, we're going to have to make you come up with a segment.
Oh, that's right. I'm a guest on
like
my show.
I like to imagine that Garrett has like two cousins. One is Sick Garrett and is the ill one. And the other is Sick Garrett, but like... As in cool. Yeah.
I was thinking of it more of an Officer Jenny kind of thing, but alright.
Oh, that could also be true. There could also be like a Sick Garrett and then a Well Garrett.
Wait, has every Garrett on every episode been a different person so far?
The world may never know.
Alright, as long as there isn't a Well Actually Garrett.
We save that for you, Shorty. I mean, Garrett is always the subject of the Well Actually, he's never the one that gives them out.
You don't gotta call me out on it, though.
I think I just Well Actually that.
I think you did.
Where were we in this episode?
It's fucking nowhere. So there's some good dub.
Okay, I will do the episode. They go underwater, they avoid the fucking frogs, then there's like a dragon, the dragon follows them, they do nothing to avoid the dragon, so they're like, they go up and they're like, yay, we're safe, and the dragon is like, no, we're still here, they fight, they win, goodbye.
No, you forgot a lot of there.
Wilmon dies.
Izzy did the work.
Right.
Izzy always does the work. There was some fishing. There was a song that right. I wanted to put in from...
Oh, Gatomon song?
Matt playing the blues, yeah.
Yeah, Matt being a fucking slacker and not fishing?
Yep.
Because he's the worst?
He is. He's not as bad as he's gonna get in, like, the next couple episodes, but...
I mean, if all it takes is an evil tree to turn you against your friends.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So anyway, Izzy did some work with the Digimon Analyzer and figured out that it turns out War Greymon actually has two attacks. Because it turns out he has claws. Claws he's never used before.
Except he has that time he drilled into Venomiotis Man.
Yeah, War Greymon learns claws. Do you want to forget an attack so he can learn claws? Yes.
War Greymon forgot Nova Blast and learned Scratch.
Isn't it Terra Destroyer?
No, I think Klaus is also...
Yes.
Klaus is like the stronger version of Scratch Pokemon, I'm pretty sure.
I didn't know that was attack, but okay.
Yeah, that's why I said claws, because I'm pretty sure that's an attack that's, like, stronger than scratch.
Okay.
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 It turns out that WarGreymon has a thing called the Drummon Killer. Or, as they pronounce it in the dub, the Draymon Killer. And it does extra damage against any Digimon with Drummon at the end of its name.
I'm counting how many there are right now.
Okay, so we got Seadramon. Metal Seadramon.
Oh, fuck, there's a lot. Wait. Oh, man, Impeldramon's a Drummon type, technically.
Imperial Drummon.
Flame Drummon. Rapidmon.
Lugendramon.
Fuck, there's more than I thought.
Devidramon. There are a shitload of Drummons.
I'm pretty sure there's also just Drummon.
Also,
there is
Air Drummon, so it's super effective against Mei, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But as Mei is quick to point out, Air Drummon is the strongest Digimon, so...
Really? Because I think I could win with a WarGreymon.
I think Mei would disagree with you. Also, as we will find out next season, it turns out that Imperial Drummon is the strongest Digimon ever.
Bullshit.
I disagree. Ogremon in a box is the ultimate Digimon.
Nope, it's the dragon mode is the strongest one.
Wait, the mode it starts out as?
Yes.
So when it digivolves again, it grows weaker?
Yep, but also 3 times more powerful.
But weaker.
Yep, well, it's not the strongest one. The dub made up a dumb thing. That is kind of this episode. They run away for a long time.
You were skipping a lot of good stuff in this episode.
Sorry. I just found out that even if whatever is the strongest, the point is that, like, if Ogremon hides in a box, then he has the element of surprise, and when it's, like, turned back, he can kill it. So, yeah.
There is no such thing as a surprise type Digimon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What is this episode?
There's a fair number of good dub jokes, but most of them are difficult to relate because they mostly come from Metal Seadramon's ridiculous voice,
or like the Divermon, who are Star Wars.
Yeah, that was good. I forgot about that one. At one point, one of the Divermon is just like, Red Leader! I mean, this is Phil. Which is real stupid. Real stupid. But I liked it.
So what about the time where Izzy hooked up his computer to Whalemon's eyes so he could see?
Yeah, that's some very specific body horror.
Yep. And there was that time Hikari used her whistles as a sonar.
Yeah, but she didn't...
Or sorry, Kari.
That's not how you...
Kairi.
It's the same character, don't worry.
That's not how you do a sonar. You want short, intermittent... You know what? Fuck it.
she manages to fly with her whistle, though. That's her superpower.
That's pretty impressive.
That blowing her whistle does give her the power of flight. We will not comment on the sentence I just said.
We will not. By the way, how much do you think that Whalemon spends on mobile games?
Oh, because he's a... That's a term I didn't learn until, like, this week.
Made a joke!
You made a joke. Briefly, Palmon was useful. Sort of.
Oh yeah, we gotta talk about the one time Sporky's gonna admit Palmon's a good Digimon.
Oh yeah, we established that Palmon is the one Digimon that cannot go through pieces of water.
We actually don't know if Togemon can swim.
No, he cannot. He will sink like a stone.
Should not be able to swim very well.
But what if Togemon's buoyant?
That's still not the same thing as swimming.
Do cactuses float?
I don't know. Garrett. Get a cactus. Find out.
Get a cactus, put it in some water, and see what happens. And then do it in salt water so we can get the results for salt water as well.
Step one, get a cactus. Step two, get a box.
No box.
Okay.
Step three, get an Ogremon.
It's a cactus in a box?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not, that's not as good as an Ogremon in a box, I'm sorry. Just, yeah, it's not punchy enough. Yeah, I still want to see you two cosplay as Cactus, Dogemon, and Mimi. So
right, but we can't decide. We both want to be Mimi.
But I don't know. If you two does it, they'll probably just end up putting an album on our phones.
Fuck off.
It was there.
I know, but...
That would be fun, but no.
I don't know why you two is coming out a lot today for me. Like, today I've passed, like, half an hour with a friend just putting dick in, like, titles of you two songs for some reason. It's a long thing, but, like, that's the second time that you two came up today.
Okay. I have nothing to add to that, but okay.
I'm sure that you do not have nothing to add. I can read the titles if you want. I don't know if that's
good. No, I'm good. Time. We're good.
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
Anyway, they eventually fight Metal Seedramon, and then he dies.
Yeah, with Drummon killers. Oh, and then Waymon dies.
Yeah, he does.
Which is a shame, because he was the most useful Digimon this episode.
That's true.
He took a laser to the not knee.
Yeah, he took an arrow to the knee, and then he cannot be a Wailmon anymore.
Well, yeah, because, you know, he has knees.
Right.
Well, knees is where your heart is.
I don't think that's true.
If you really want to have knees, you can have them.
You can have the beast knees.
Do bees have knees?
No, that's also a part of it. Actually, yeah. I think we have to ask your OC character once you get
tired
of her.
That's true. She is a whatever bee studier person is called again.
You should probably memorize that word.
It's funnier when I don't, though.
That's fair.
It's really weird, because it's not just, like, biologist.
Yes, because it's another thing.
Yeah,
it's so weird that these two different fields of studies are named different things.
No, because...
Well, he was saying biologist, not biologist.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that. That is good. That is, yeah. You get 5 points. You get 5 points. I like
thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The points are made
out. It's melatology, though. That's the what it was.
There you go.
We should like record an RPG session where we play
our OCs.
Yeah.
but then I'd have to ruin movies.
I mean, you already did.
I didn't do it.
I suppose that's true.
I didn't listen to what you said. What did you say, Sparky?
Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, Try 5 has been, like, pretty popular or something, because it's still in the theaters.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't either. That was bad.
Yeah. I haven't even finished it yet.
Wow, still?
No, I haven't had a reason to.
I guess.
Like, I already found out the best part, that spoilers is spoilers.
Yeah.
What? Who spoilers? Is that spoiler from the DC universe now in the Digimon universe?
Yes. Okay. That's what happened in movie 5. It kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spoiler's a good character, though. She has, like, a staff. And, like, it's up people.
Yeah. But they didn't do it very well.
Right. Yeah. Look, there's no canon Beamon in the movie, so it's bad.
I mean, you know, they can't. They're leaving that for
the
ending.
The Beamon wasn't canon.
They're leaving that for the ending. Canon Beamon just comes in and saves everyone. That's the ending.
Yes, an ultimate level comes in and saves them from, like, super megas. I like it.
Yep. Alright, so I think we've covered as much of this episode as we're actually going to.
I think so.
Alright.
We're 30 minutes in, we need to film like 20 minutes more.
I don't think we do.
No, we do need to do plan in 60 seconds, though.
Plan in 60 seconds?
With some music that you make for us.
Oh, yes. I probably won't do that.
I'm going to insert it right here.
But in 60 seconds, this is the music, I'm doing it now.
No.
Yay. Beep, 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 beep.
Whose turn is it?
Is it my turn since yours. I'm the guest?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, we didn't do that section yet. Guest, Sick Garrett, what's our new section?
Don't you mean segment and not section?
I know what I mean. One of those words.
Yeah. You're putting me on the spot. No one told me about this beforehand. Our segment is what
is
I'm like doing that thing where I'm looking around my room to say the first things that I see and nothing is working.
Yep.
What video games have you been playing?
Have we
done
games.
That one yet?
No, we but I don't play haven't. Video games, so that doesn't work.
Have we really not been, hey, what you're playing?
No,
that sounds like really boring, like every podcast does that. Like,
yeah, we can do it once.
What are we, like fucking Giant Bomb?
I was hoping for more of a video games hot dog feel, but alright.
Look, this is my segment, and I get to choose whatever I want.
I don't know what a video game hot dog is. I imagine they don't taste any good.
Good.
Yeah, but I don't listen to podcasts.
You know what? I have nothing to say to that. Anyway, so... Sick Garrett, why don't you start us off? What have you been playing?
I've been playing Wolfenstein 2.
Oh, yeah?
And Dot Hack.
Killing any Nazis?
Yes. In Dot Hack.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, that's the one with the Nazi killing.
Ah, man. You just know they're, like, 3 years later, Haseo's...
I will have to decide. Future Sick Garrett will have to decide what to do here.
Yeah. Some of this turned real bad, and I think maybe we could play Under Pressure over.
Yeah, I think we'll do like you know Haseo's gonna and then just, like, under pressure.
That's fair. Alright, let's see, what else do we ask our guests?
Don't you guys have to do the segment?
Maybe.
Oh, right, I've been playing some Stardew Valley, which has, like, no Nazis at all in it. It's great.
I mean, it is also, like, basically the gaming equivalent of heroin, so I don't know how great it is.
I you know, it's just not for me, because, I don't know, I play it for, like, 3-4 hours, and then I'm
good. Oh, okay, yeah, when I played it, I was, like, starting the morning, and, like, then it's like, oh, it's, like, 2 a.m. Cool. That was my day.
I have had games where that happens, but Stardew is not that game.
For me, it's mostly like when it's like life simulator game where you can just like do things every day. It's like, oh, cool, that is a whole day that I would pass like a week playing this like 20 hours a day. Cool, this is my life now for a while.
Okay, so it's heroin for you, it's dopamine for me.
I don't know what that is a reference to.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Have you been playing anything else?
Not lately, no, because god damn, do I have a lot of schoolwork lately.
Yep. Davide, what have you been playing?
I don't play video games.
Okay.
You just make them.
I don't make them either.
But you should tell us about Line Dash.
That's shit.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure the Steam reviews say otherwise.
I mean, it's... they're wrong.
Right now, live, I will look up Line Dash on Steam.
Don't, please.
I'm doing it right this instant. Oh yeah,
that's the other game I've played lately, was you bought me a Tabletop Simulator, and I've played some Tabletop Simulator games, like Mahjong.
Oh, Mahjong, yeah.
Mahjong was fun.
We did do that. To follow up, Line Dash is 90% 81% positive.
Yeah, but it's like, it's all people that's I know. Fine. Like the only people that bought it are like, can we please not make this Davide self-deprecation corner? Like, I'd rather not.
I mean, you're the one doing it. The rest of us are saying you're great.
Yeah, but I don't want people to say I'm great because I'm not.
Alright, we should definitely not make this into, you know, Davide's self-hatred corner. So, yes, we should please. Move on.
Okay.
You get to name us, Sick Garrett.
Do I? Is that how that works?
I think so.
You have to tell us your favorite Digimon.
My favorite Digimon is Canon Beamon.
That's fair.
Like, Canon Beamon's such a good Digimon.
It's a good choice. In that case, I got nothing. Yeah, what are we being called? Sick Garrett?
Man, this is...
I hope it's a sick name.
Boo.
No, it's the other Sick Garrett. It's not the one that's okay. Cool. It's the other one.
The terminally ill Digidestin.
shit. Is it so unexpected?
No, that's not Digi and shit. That's true. Not Digi and shit.
Did you shit? No, we're not doing that.
Also, I would appreciate it if you would not invite your cousin Shit Garrett.
And we killed him. Good job.
Whoa,
that was something.
That was something.
You were under pressure.
Oh man.
Boo.
I need like a bad tokusatsu digipun. Because that's what we have to do. Now that I have this power. Can we be the common digis?
Okay.
We can be whatever you want, Garrett.
That's true.
We could be Digikamamon.
Oh, wait, it already exists. It's just called Justice Man.
That works too.
But that doesn't have Digi in it. No, we will be the common Digis.
Alright.
We're gonna do that.
Do we get to ride our commons?
No, you get to ride your Digis.
Okay.
Or no, you get to Digi your commons.
I did not hear what you just said.
What is going on? What were we this week?
We... Rachel named us, and she said we were the DigiPs of some sort.
Yeah, what did
it was something to do with MCP Pod.
What did Shin Garrett say last time? I think he said it when he did the show notes that no one reads.
Probably, and I feel like you are probably the best person to look that up real quick.
Oh, thank you. We were the three digis in a pod.
That's it.
Yeah.
We are, but now we are the Digi Kamen Riders?
No, we were... Right. Sure.
The Digi Kamens? Kamen Digi? That was it. Kamen Digi.
Yeah, it was Kamen Digi.
Wait, did we just rhyme Kamen with Kamen?
No.
The years start Kamen and they don't start Kamen.
Oh no, wait, we need the dub name. We need to be the Masked Digis.
Okay.
Alright. I think that's everything on the guest segment, so now it's probably time for admin stuff.
Wait, did you do plot in 60 seconds?
No.
Oh no, we didn't do that.
Plot in 60 seconds. Beep, beep. Beep, see, there's no need for me to do a thing.
Yes, there is
definitely a reason for you to do the thing. Our fan demands it.
All right,
is
I'm
our
ready.
Fan you, Sparky?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, at this point, like, you told me so many times that we're ruining a running joke if I actually make it.
I'm okay with that. Garrett, 3, 2... 1, go!
All hope seems lost for the kids until Waymon shows up. Wait, what the fuck word is that? Oh, ambushing Metal Seedramon and carrying them away. Minutes later, Metal Seedramon begins a search with a group of Divemon, while Waymon finds a distant island where the kids can rest. After everyone attempts to eat fish on the island, Ganomon hears of some... Gomamon hears of some nearby Divemon from a school of fish. Which is weird, because clearly in the episode, it was Whalemon that did that and not Gomamon. But whatever. This Wikipedia page is wrong.
Don't break kayfabe, Garrett.
Sorry. Waymon escapes by swimming into an area of high pressure in the ocean, where the Divemon cannot follow, while Metal Seedramon catches up. When Waymon surfaces near a coast, Agumon digivolves to War Greymon in order to fight Metal Seedramon, while the other Digimon defend the kids. Metal Seedramon attempts to crush War Greymon in its jaws. That's it. That's the end of the synopsis on the Wikipedia page.
I like how it ends in a cliffhanger. It's like, yep. Did they win?
Did they win the fight? I don't know. Whatever. That's fine. You were out of time anyway.
Why did we do this to us?
This episode is not great. It's fine. It's not great.
I think, like, the problem is that, like, half of the episode is, like, them hanging out in Whalemon. And Whalemon is the one doing things, but we're looking inside. So they're just talking about, oh, Whalemon evaded this thing. Whalemon did this thing. And it's like, what am I looking at? Did you just finish? Were you just that much over your animation budget that you had to make an episode where like half of it is like them standing in a room?
Apparently, yes. I legit think they overspent their budget on the fight with Devimon.
Yeah, that's fair. Still.
Vamdemon.
They're still recovering from the warp digivolve budget.
Also, like...
That probably costs some serious money.
Also, like, Whalemon dying is, like... We barely, like... To give credit to Digimon, like, every other character that died was, like, someone who had a personality and, like, had, like, a role that was endearing and we knew them for a while. Whalemon is just like wherever, like it's like fast travel.
Not a compliment.
Sorry,
I feel like that's not a compliment.
No, like, I'm saying
the other characters were important. They had personalities. You were supposed to care about them. This guy was our Uber driver.
Yeah, it's not a compliment. I'm saying that this is the one shit that in Digimon.
Okay.
He was a quick travel thing, and now he's dead, and it's like...
I disagree. I like Waymon, and I'm saddened by his death.
Well, you should. You should toughen up, Gareth.
Burn.
Well, fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Gareth.
And I think that's enough of that. You two can go fuck each other later.
Please, no.
Yeah, pass.
Okay, well, you guys butt it up. Well, guys, I've had a really great time recording episode number...
42.
Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast.
This episode is the answer to all questions.
Yeah.
No, because it's a reference to the thing. Yeah.
Did it. Made it.
Yeah.
Hey, nailed it. Good job. Until you do, keep your marching fishes without Kari, and keep dissatisfying Palmon.
I mean, it's Palmon who dissatisfies us most of the time, but sure.
That's true.
Oh, I need to say a thing. Beef.
The Digivolution. Yo, VIP, let's kick it.
I think we're done.
Okay.
Goodbye.
And stop as soon as I find where to click the stop button. Stop.